Billionaires are.
Good. And we're back.
That's right. Hello.
It's a special episode of Billionaires Are Good because we've got our billionaire costumes on.
That's right.
This is Halloween week. Actually, we're recording it a little early, so we're dressing as our favorite billionaires.
Yeah.
Caleb is Mark Cuban.
That's right.
And I'm if Mark Cuban was dating Ally O'Neal.
When's the last time you wore a sport coat there, brother?
Oh, buddy, I don't know. Matter of fact, the way that I'm sitting, it doesn't really seem to fit.
None of them do. It's not possible to fit into a suit.
Yeah, you get into a suit jacket, and then you say something like, when I lift my arms up, it becomes a t-shirt. And they're like, well, that's good. It's supposed to show your undershirt at the end of the sleeve, which is a bad, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't understand any of it. I haven't worn, I think it was either a wedding or a funeral. I just don't wear them much, but I'm kind of liking it. We look like we know what we're talking about. Like, just looking at you right now, you look smarter.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, I'm wearing a blazer over a t-shirt because you want to look all business and look like a loser when you're a billionaire, you know, because it sucks to be a billionaire and you want to let people know that you know. That you have no idea what's going on in the fashion world, except for, by the way, Mark Zuckerberg, who is our billionaire of the week.
Of the week, Mark Zuckerberg.
He's dressing like it's like he wants to just be either every 19-year-old or Dave Chappelle. We'll get to that later.
He's wearing a chain, which is my favorite part of it.
Wearing a chain. He's getting ripped. He's got shaved sides of his head and curly hair.
What
on
do you
top.
Call the hairstyle that the Gen Z kids love where it's like a little bit of
Muppet.
A, yeah. What is that? Is that what it's called?
No, I just said that.
Mm.
Can
it
I tell
is
you
Muppety.
That I don't really have anything against Gen Z. I think my only thing that I'll say about Gen Z is that I hate them.
Well, every generation has something stupid that only they do.
Right. And for them, it's that the way that they behave is horrible. In every single way. And that's not really a judgment. That's just me saying that there's this one thing they do that I don't like, and it's every single thing.
Well, and I'm just guessing based off the internet. I don't really hang out with, like, my nieces and nephews are whatever the next generation is after that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a millennial, so I don't really hang out with 20-year-olds.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kidding. I don't actually fucking care at all. I think it's fine.
But I don't really know what they do other than the stereotype. I see the haircut. Like, when I'm walking down the street in New York, you see a pack of dudes. They all got that haircut.
Yeah. No. I actually have come to think, like, younger people tend to dress in whatever the modern style is. That's all that is. And, older people tend to make fun of how younger people dress and shit. But it's just sort of like, I don't know, man. We just don't get it, I think.
Well, and everybody dresses like Drake is. Drake will have giant mom pants.
I know.
And then he'll wear like a shirt that says John Deere.
Yeah, and I got like these new Jordans specially made out of 15 slices of pizza. Shoes, I will say, that's one of the hardest things for me to be all right with as a 42-year-old man. Like the fact that they look so flashy and covered in garbage.
Yeah.
Or they just all, like, man, Crocs got popular.
Yes, they did.
And then
I fell
they
for
were
it.
Like, what if we made Yeez that look like Crocs? And those are, like, the most insane-looking shoes in history, dude.
Well, Crocs don't even want to look like Crocs. They didn't know they were going to be popular. They were just like, we're going to make a stupid shoe that's comfortable. You wear it around the house. And then people brought them outside of the house, which was just a huge mistake. But
well, you know what I just realized? I said Yeez when I meant Yeezys. Wow, I'm old.
No, I mean, I think that's a fine mistake.
Hey, thanks, Caleb.
But I think that Zuckerberg is like, it's a cry for help, I think. Because why are you, he has $205 billion, and I don't know if you know, but if you make $1 million a year and save all of it, it'll take you 200,000 years to catch up with Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah. And you know what that
says
to me?
So get going.
What that says to me is that he worked really hard.
He worked hard.
He's a hard worker, and he earned it.
And now he's dressing like a high school student, which is
It's funny that
funny.
It took him this long, because he was so comfortable being really outwardly nerdy for a long time.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it, but I really respected that about him.
Yeah, you were like, oh, the fame didn't change him. The money didn't change him. He still dresses like a college student. But now college students dress different. They don't wear like a hoodie.
Maybe that's what it is.
And a dirty t-shirt anymore.
He was also like, I mean, it was funny too when he was like, you know, stealing all of our information and selling it to Russia or whatever happened.
Well, look, you got to make money.
You have to make 200,000 years worth of people's entire lives of salary.
Yeah.
You have to.
I also think he ripped Russia off. Russia paid so much money for all of our data. And what do they find? We're stupid.
Yeah, dude.
I could have told you that. I could have given you that for like $50.
That is what happened, right? That this data was available, and then companies like Cambridge Analytica used it.
Yeah, I forgot all about it.
I know, it's difficult.
The details.
But I mean, God, take me back to a simpler time when Facebook was selling our information to like Mr. Goodbar.
Yeah.
To find out what they could do to sell me more chocolate. Like, just manipulate me for products again. Fuck. Dude,
it just sucks. That is like, I'm imagining a guy trying to pick up a lady in a bar. What do you do? Well, I am the CEO of Mr. Goodbar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we just purchased some information from Facebook.
And I think you're going to start seeing Mr. Goodbar in a lot more gas stations.
It's funny that every company has a CEO. Like, no matter how stupid the company is, the CEO of Mr. Goodbar.
Yeah, dude. I'm the inventor of the Skip It. And I'm still, that's right, I'm 68 years old and I'm still a millionaire because I don't know. I made this thing that counts up when I was young, and I hired the right marketing company. And it's a completely useless item, and not one single person who bought it enjoyed it. but that's me. And if you want, you can fuck me in the ass.
Dude, have you seen the, they did an expose, I think it was 60 Minutes, where they were like, we're here talking to the CEO of Spirit Airlines. And he's like, hey, what's up? It looks like he's been CEO for like 5 minutes. And so they take him onto a Spirit plane and they sit down. And it's like a tiny, his knees are like up here. And they're like, are you comfortable? And he goes, it's not bad.
Wow.
They're like,
oh my God.
And he's being very affable, but they're really trying to be like, this is a dog shit airline. He's like, no, it's good.
I would like to quote one of my favorite jokes I heard recently from one of my favorite comedians named Randy Leakey. Remember Randy?
I love Randy, yeah.
He just moved to Portland, Oregon. If you're in the Pacific Northwest, look him out, seek him out. Randy is his first name. His last name is L-I-E-D-T-K-E, Randy Leakey. And his jokes are fucking really dumb and weird. And there's a joke that's like, I don't like spirit animals. I just don't think it's, I don't think that's okay, man. I don't think that's what we should call people who fly Spirit Airlines.
Man.
Do you also remember, we used to talk about this on the show a few years ago, how like Spirit Airlines advertising, they don't do this anymore, but for a really long time, it was horny. It was horny puns.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Yeah. I can't think of one off the top of my head. It would literally just be like, want to join the Mile High Club?
Right.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Or like, I remember Postmates did that for a long time.
Dude, a lot of companies did it.
Yeah, yeah. The horny puns are just like not what I'm feeling, and I'm glad. But yeah, I remember Spirit doing that.
Yeah, totally. Our flights are going to be the climax of your life. And then the ad is just like a woman with red lipstick, like licking her lips.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Because I guess that's distracting. The horniness distracts from the danger and the cheapness.
And now I think that we're all so like the innuendo just bothers me because it's just sort of it's not clever. We know what you're doing.
Is that a ticket in your pocket or are you?
There you go. It's stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah. Totally. But I just want them to be direct. Like, our seats suck your dick.
Well, then they get sued for false advertising.
I guess that's true. Have you? Well, fine. Then say something like this. Have you ever come really fucking hard? Well, we can't do that for you. But it feels similarly good. It feels similarly good to sit on a Spirit Airlines flight as it does to get a blowjob from someone that you think is hot.
So that's somebody who just didn't prepare an ad. Like, it's like some hungover guy. And they're like, what do you have for the new Spirit Airline campaign?
Oh, shit. All right.
Our flights are $69.
Dude. Yeah. Huh? Because we let you blow the plane while it sucks your dick.
The guy, he probably made a fortune just being like, I'm the horny guy. Like, Postmates hires him. Hey, suck my dick and eat this.
You know their planes are yellow? I really think I saw one once that was like, when you see a Spirit Airlines flight landing, that's what you call a golden shower.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Get a plane that goes both ways.
There you go. Dude, this is exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about adding a plane to your relationship?
Room for one more?
Oh, yeah. Room for one more. Totally. Leg room? What about back room?
Lean your seat back and jack off.
Yeah, totally. Oh. Let our flights peg you. Wow, we didn't have you pegged for such a horny gay guy.
That's when they fired the guy. he ran out. Room
what?
For one more did pretty well.
Yeah.
Mile High Club.
Yeah.
That did well.
Everybody on our flights gets wet, but not because the plane crashes. Because you get turned on and you come out of your pussy or your cock.
Like, all right, so we're looking for clever. Oh, I thought you just meant, oh, okay.
By the way, so I'm wearing my blazer, right?
Looking sharp, dude.
Thank you, friend. And I'm wearing my blazer over my shirt because I'm a billionaire.
That's right.
The shirt I got on was a gift from my delightful girlfriend, Allie O'Neill.
Hell yeah. Bad podcast.
Bad, horrible podcast. And I'll say this, and I know this because we're so close, her and I. They're evil and racist.
Evil, yeah.
And they'll tell you that. They'll
I didn't
tell
know
you
all that. We're so close.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You're close with your girlfriend?
Yeah, I'm close. Well, you know, recently we got close. Yeah, ever since the wreck. Ever since we got in that big wreck. Before that, she was just a person I fucking $69 flighted with, you know what I mean? Yeah, man, I was her Spirit Airlines, but now we're friends.
That's good.
In a good way.
So she gave you that shirt?
Yeah, no, and for the record, just to be clear, I'm in love with her, and if you tell anyone otherwise, I'll kill you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, she gave me this shirt as like a joke gift for my birthday. It says, pray for me, my wife's Irish.
That's right.
Yeah, dude.
I like that.
And it's just like a girl with red hair holding two beers in front of a harp.
That's a good
She has a
lady.
Great joke about it. You should watch her stand up.
Oh, yeah.
But don't listen to
Bad
her podcast.
Bad
it's disgusting,
podcast.
Evil, racist, and horrible. And they love Tony Hinchcliffe. And they say we love Tony Hinchcliffe all the time. They say that. They say that. They say that word for word. By the way, this is Billionaires Are Good, and I'm Dave Ross.
I'm Caleb Seinen.
We're so happy that you're here. For more of us, go to billionairesaregood.com.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find links to all our stuff. You can get this podcast as video episodes on our YouTube and audio episodes wherever you get podcasts. And we have bonus episodes every week at patreon.com/billionairesaregood. We rename a movie at the end of every episode. Jump into our Discord. Or join us on x.com
x.com
at billionairespod. if you would like to rename shit with us. And yeah, all those links are on our website, so get in there.
Yeah, get in there and don't listen to Ali O'Neill's podcast.
Terrible, racist, horrible podcast.
Bad, bad, bad.
And they really, direct quote, they were like, Tony Hinchcliffe is not only funny, I think that he is perfect politically. That's what they said. Yeah, it's weird.
I mean, that's they really shouldn't have said that.
We're recording this podcast like 3 days after he did a set at a,
oh yeah,
you know, like at a Trump rally, and everyone blew up. And Caleb and I, as longtime LA comedians, it's like such a joy to watch people like find out about a guy that you knew about.
I've never seen this many posts about a comedian. I remember when Matt Rife posted like
that was weird a big too one. Though, because like Tony was like actually fully being racist on TV on like every
but they hired him to. that's the excuse.
That is the excuse.
They asked him to.
Yeah, that's such a funny. Even Jon Stewart was like, it's not his fault, they told him to. And it's like, guys, what is happening right now?
It would be funny if backstage, like, Tony's like, I'm a little nervous, and Trump's like, be racist.
Be racist. I'm racist. You're racist. The country's racist. We like it.
And I don't know what's changed by the time you've heard this, but the fact that Trump was like, I don't know that guy.
Dude, I know. Literally, Trump's campaign manager was like, we didn't ask him to do that. That sucked. Dude, and also, I mean, like, you know, all comedians are saying the same thing. I think we all probably feel the same. Like, he's funny.
He's a very funny guy.
He's a funny, the jokes are so funny.
If you haven't watched it, I don't know how you could have missed it. But watch the clip, though. Don't just read it, because I read it at first. But watching it, you can hear, it's what, 50,000 people in Madison Square Garden? You know, it's packed. And he goes, there's a pile of trash floating in the ocean. I think it's called Puerto Rico. And you can hear people go like,
Yeah, dude.
Like, you hear like only... 8 people go like,
What's funny is that I think the only person who laughed at that in the whole country was Bill Maher. That's a fucking Bill Maher joke.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Is it funny?
Yeah.
Is it funny?
Is it funny?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. That's the thing. Like, you can't. It says a lot when all comedians are like, this is racist. Because we've all been to horrible open mics, and we've all like tried to figure out a voice, and like we've all forgiven a racist joke. We all have seen our favorite comedians do a racist joke.
Right. And
like you all, it is like, if you can do it in such a way that makes a lot of people laugh, people will be like, damn, they got me. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
That got me. He worked really hard to make that work, and it did it's comedy.
Right.
But yeah, at a Trump rally, just saying like jokes from like popsicle sticks in the 1800s.
Yeah, it was before jokes had punchlines. Puerto Rico sucks.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, you can't take a joke?
Yeah.
It's yeah, like, totally. I don't know if that was a... Man, all these liberals out here. But it's like, dude, the people at the rally didn't laugh. That, which is the funny, it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Just to be there, it's
he was literally just on stage, just like, I agree what racists think about black people.
That would have actually been funnier. Just to go up there. Is this on? I agree with what racists say.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
I agree with the following types of racists. 9-year-olds.
This is a big list. I agree.
Proud Boys. 9-year-olds. Angry teachers.
Dude, Andrew Wright, I love that bit when he would just ask people which cuss words they wanted to hear. And so just go, fuck. And he's just like, fuck. Shit. Shit. And it would always make me laugh, but he's just saying it.
That's funny.
But I don't know. Yeah, it's been a really, really, as a comedian, it's just been a fun couple days.
It's been wild, man.
Because people don't talk about stand-up as a number one news story. It's a number one news story.
Dude, I know. Tony Hinchcliffe became like the most famous person on earth from just doing racist stand up at a rally for a psychopath. Like, it's truly just like, wait, what, dude? What you did, what?
I hope Trump didn't pay him. Like, that's the one time when people are like, he stiffs his employees.
Oh, my God.
Tony's, like, trying to get his check.
I think there's some drink tickets for you, Tony.
I love the idea of him, like, getting off stage and Trump's, like, in the wings, like,
yikes.
Whoa.
That was bad. I've never seen anything like that. Tell you what, Tony. You better get out of here before I slit your fucking throat. You don't like it. I don't like it very much.
I can't wait. I really, because the next interview he does, it's going to come up.
I told Tony not to do the one of
I told him Puerto to Rico say joke. Nice stuff, good stuff. We all say the nice stuff. Perfect things for perfect people.
Yeah, so Mark Zuckerberg dresses stupid.
Dresses real stupid.
That's what we're saying. Dresses stupid. He also, he's up to $205 billion. He drives a Honda Fit, which is very funny. Popping out of his Honda Fit with his bussin' haircut and his chain swinging.
Dude,
what's up, everybody?
Yo, what's up, dude?
What's up?
It's me, Lil Mark. Mark X.
And he's really tan now. If you look at a picture of old Zuck, he's got the haircut, he's got the big shirt, the chain, and he looks like he got a legitimately decent tan naturally. Like he's just been out, you know, working the land somewhere.
Yeah, what the
he's
fuck?
He's radiant. I don't understand. And I will say, he's dressing dumb, but it is better. Maybe not for his brand, it's better because he looked just like, I'm an honest nerd. I just had a MacBook and I thought of this shit. And look at me now. Fuck, like, let me put my hoodie on and go to Congress. And now he's like, oh, I guess he wants to look hot, which is odd.
Did he like recently get divorced?
Probably. All billionaires do that.
Yeah, they really do.
Which really makes you wonder what it takes for a marriage to work.
Yeah,
you
well...
know, if you have $100 billion and your wife's like, oh...
God, he just... Yeah, he looks like... what's the name of the Vine guys that became boxers?
Oh, the Paul brothers.
Yeah, he looks like one of the Paul brothers, for
sure. I'm going to fight Mike Tyson in a couple weeks.
God, I hope Zuckerberg fights Mike Tyson. That'd be so great.
I get him. I'll fight you.
How is it legal to fight a man in his 60s? Like, I don't even understand how that's legal.
Mark Zuckerberg wife. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, he's still married to Priscilla Chan.
Maybe she finally threw away his old hoodie and was like, hey, I got you new clothes, babe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe for your next hearing, you could wear a giant shirt.
Oh, yeah, I do have a hearing next month.
Wow, yeah, maybe it was him. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny to think that she was like, honey, I've been meaning to talk to you. I wish your shirts were bigger and you had a chain. I think it would really help the Chan Zuckerberg initiative.
Okay.
If
all right, babe.
You would look like a fucking idiot.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
cool. Whatever you want. Whatever you want.
I guess it helps him look less evil, like he could look like a, you know, hackers in like 90s movies. They all kind of, how he was dressing, which I guess looks a little evil.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just me and my algorithm. But if you dress like a bussin' dipshit, then it's like, oh, he's just an idiot who came up with Facebook.
Dude, a bussin' dipshit. That's a really, that is exactly how he dresses, like a bussin' dipshit.
Yeah. Fucking Steve Buscemi with the skateboard. It's just like, all right.
It looks
sure
like
Zuck.
He put on a bussin' dipshit uniform and then every 5 minutes whispers to someone, so which one's bad, cap or no cap?
I'm worried that my old ass forgot, because I can't tell. I'm seeing the cap emoji used in ways where it doesn't make sense.
Right. Well,
like I'll get a text. It'll be from, hey, it's Jack in the Box. And they'll send me like 10 caps. We got a sale going on today. And I'll be like, Did cap stop meaning lie?
Yeah, I don't know.
Does the cap mean multiple things now? I can't live like this.
This is fun to watch because I've already given up. I get it 42.
But when I get texts with it in there, I go, what does this mean now? Does the cap mean you're fucking with me? Or is there really a sale going on?
It really just means that you should stop talking to that person.
Mm.
If your friend is texting you a cap emoji, then you're hanging out with a child.
Mm. I mean,
think about that.
Jack in the Box, though. Jack in the Box sends me more texts.
So what you're saying is that you get texts from Jack in the Box that you don't understand?
Mm-hmm. Usually, they used to send me, it would be a little hamburger emoji.
Right.
And a little mouth watering, and they'd be like, come on by.
Yeah.
And it was, maybe it'd be a little horny, but I understood it.
Yeah.
I don't understand why I'm getting a blue cap for the chicken nuggets.
Don't jack off the box. Jack in the Box. Because the box is a vagina.
Oh.
And the jack is your cock. And you should put your cum into the pussy.
Imagine if that's
two tacos for
that's
99 cents.
That's another thing Tony Hinchcliffe said, is he goes, yeah, there's a lot of Latinos. They don't pull out. They come inside.
I know. That's
and you're just like, dude.
Dude.
That's a little on the nose, Tony.
Yeah. I remember who was saying like, oh, yeah, Ramon Rivas posted this thing about it. Because Ramon is part Puerto Rican. Or, I mean,
nice.
Not that you have to be part Puerto Rican to want to say fuck you about this.
Right.
But he is. And he was like, am I missing something? Like, do white people not come into pussies? Like, what is this?
I see white people walking around all the time.
With tons of kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I think it's just that white people are, like, having less kids these days, but it's just still,
is
like,
that what the comment was?
I guess. I don't understand. Like, I'm Irish, you know? If Tony Hinchcliffe was just like,
you guys bang out kids. It's honestly shitty. And you should relax. Irish people are, honestly, Irish people are notorious for not using condoms because it's like anti-God or whatever.
Yeah, they're Catholic. They like to drink. If you got whiskey dick, you don't want a condom as well, you know?
So yeah.
I guess that makes sense. But Irish people never really seem to, the only time I see Irish people not be cool with being laughed at, they get real serious about England. They're still pissed about that.
Dude, it's
fuck,
so funny.
Fuck the Queen and fuck all. They
it's so bad that like when England comes up around Allie, my girlfriend,
oh, yeah,
she starts getting mad at me about Scotland.
Yeah.
And saying that they're pussies. And we've like gotten literal arguments about this where I'm like,
my girlfriend's mad at me about Scotland again.
I'm like, wait, but you're just saying that what you're saying is that an entire country that lost a war to the people you hate are pussies because they died?
Yeah.
And I just need Irish people to just maybe chill.
They can't. They can't do it, dude.
Yeah, England is still a big sticking point, man.
And it's, you can't ever really be like, what'd England do? Like, it's very well documented.
Yeah. No, even the English are like, yeah.
Yeah, I guess we shouldn't have done that.
Fuck. Sorry. God damn.
Anytime there's a country like North Ireland, that's funny. Yeah, North Ireland,
man,
and Ireland.
How great would it have been if Tony, I guess, here's what I think, one of the things I was trying to say before about, like, the offensive nature of what he did. Like, it was the second or third time he's done this. Like, in a big, I also think part of it is that he's bigger than he wants to acknowledge, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, when you're that big, when you can reach that many people, it's different. It's just different. You have a different platform. It hurts people when the things you're saying can reach their ears outside of context. And then also at a political rally, it's not a joke. It's just a racist statement.
And it doesn't help because he can't be defended.
Yeah.
First of all, it bombed. And second of all, Trump loves to be like, we're not racist. They're racist.
Yeah,
it's like,
totally.
It's not a good look.
But then on top of that, like, the act of doing that isn't inherently funny.
Right.
And I think that's one of the reasons that comedians are, we are all kind of like, this sucks.
Right.
All comedians are like, this blows, except for Jon Stewart. And I guess probably a few people that haven't spoken up yet.
Well, Jon Stewart
because,
played,
like,
a clip of him at the Tom Brady roast and said that was funny.
That's true.
He wasn't playing the, you can't really defend the,
that's a good point.
You know.
But also, like, it's just not the funny thing to do to go to the Trump rally and say jokes that Trump's people would like. The funny thing to do would have been to be like, you know who I hate? Canadians. I hate Canadians and I hate the Irish. Hey, what if he only told jokes about like the Irish and the British and the Scottish and Norwegians?
I love a
or
good
something?
Ireland joke, you know?
Yeah, dude. Polish people, you know what I say about the Polish? Get rid of them. I love the Polish.
I love the Polish.
I love them. No, man, just something a little different would have been great.
Well, he'll bounce back.
Probably, man. He'll probably be fine.
It'd be funny if he's like trying to get booked on a Kamala rally. Look, I've been working on my stuff. I was at the stand last night.
Yeah, I was at the stand last night. I got different stuff. It's all about how black women are two thumbs up, you know? good stuff, you know?
Two thumbs up. Oh, boy.
Yeah, buddy. Mark Zuckerberg owns, obviously, Meta, which is Facebook. Started as Facebook. Now it's under the Meta umbrella.
That was a good move, right? Coming up with Meta.
Dude, what the fuck?
Smart.
So now we all... By the way, have you had to like post a Facebook ad recently?
No, not in a while.
So like you can still do the simplest version of posting an ad on Instagram through the Instagram app, but you shouldn't really do that because Apple now charges it like super high fees for doing that. Mm. So I go through Meta's business manager and it is just like, it is a mess, man. Oh, it is like impossible. You like start a campaign and then there's also like a thread and it's just sort of like you get down in there and you've spent $80 and like 10 people see it and nothing happens. It's kind of how it feels.
Jeez.
And it's all because it's like under your Instagram has to be connected to your Facebook page and it has to have an email associated with it and like all this weird convoluted bullshit because it's all under Meta.
Anytime someone makes it hard for me to pay them, I'm like,
you're an idiot.
You don't deserve money.
Yeah.
Why are you making it hard for me to give you money? Even if your shit sucks, make it easy.
Also, though, I was like looking and Meta owns so many companies that I didn't know about. They own Facebook. They own Threads.
Nice.
They own Instagram, obviously, and they own WhatsApp. They also own CTRL Labs, Onovo, Beluga, Oculus VR. Everyone knows about that. LiveRail, Mapillary, TBH, VidPresso, Atlas Solutions, Ascenta, Little Eye Labs, Proto Geo, Novi.
I think you're making the like, AI half of these
Reverie.
Up.
Yeah, dude. And these are the companies that they've acquired that have either closed or have been inactive. Parakea, ConnectU, FriendFeed, Octazen, DiviShot.
What the hell is this stuff?
Friendster, ShareGrove, NextStop, Chai Labs, Hot Potato, Drop.io, Relation, Snap2, RecRec, Datum, Sofa, MailRank, PushPop Press, Friendly, Strobe, Gowalla, Tagtile, Glancy, Lightbox, Karma, Face.com.
They're just making shit. Like, I think you could just sell a company to Facebook.
I think so, yeah. They're like the Walmart of the internet.
Face.com.
Spool, Acrylic Software, Threadzy, Osmeta, Hot Studio. I'm going to read this as Trump. Spaceport.
Parse,
Monoidics, Jibigo.
Why?
Sports Stream, Branch, Brights, Private Core, Wave Group Sound, Wit AI, Quickfire, The Fine, Surreal Vision, Pebbles, Masquerade.
Pebbles?
Two Big Ears.
Two Big Ears.
Yeah, dude. Faciometrics.
Maybe that's smart. Buying the dumbest buy as many companies as you can with the dumbest pretend names.
Wow.
200 billion.
That's so crazy, dude. He also owns, what were you saying? You were saying he bought a house and then he bought the five houses around it?
So he owns a house and he owns the five surrounding houses. And for what? I don't know if he said why he wanted all these houses, but I guess maybe for his friends and family. I don't know.
Wow.
Maybe he just likes having five houses or no neighbors. But yeah, he spent $50 million on five houses that are all surrounding each other.
Damn.
It's crazy. When you're rich, I mean, to him, that's like you buying something for $20, you know, like $50 million is nothing.
Imagine I'm like, I get this apartment and I'm like, I don't want to hear noise ever. So I'm going to rent that apartment.
Yeah.
I guess I would like that.
That'd be great.
Nice. But
great.
Owning the five houses around the house. I wonder what he does in those houses.
Oh, boy. I don't know. I mean, what does he do? Like, isn't it going fine? Like, is day to day? How's Facebook going?
I mean, the news comes out about rich people too, fucking Epstein and Diddy and shit. It's like, what the fuck is he doing in those houses? You know what I mean?
That one over there, that's where I fucked my alligator. that one's where I burn money. Not my money. It's where I burn the money I steal.
Sometimes when I check into a hotel and it's got two beds, I'll be like, well, this is the one that I'll sleep in, and then I'll put my stuff on this bed.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he does.
Yeah, it's a big closet.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
That's my house for my clothes.
That's where I keep all my Segas. I have the biggest collection of Sega Genesises in the history of the world.
Sega Genesises.
Yeah, yeah. It's true about me. Mark Zuckerberg, hated billionaire. I have over 700 copies of Sonic Spinball. That's true. Ooh. Yeah, yeah.
What would you, if you had 200 billion, right? And you, what would you think would be your most frivolous purchase?
Ice cream.
Okay. I think you can get that now, Dave.
Nope. I can't afford it, dude. I don't have enough money. I get any money at all. I'm buying $205 billion worth of ice cream.
I did go through a phase where I was really into those Grillo pickles.
Oh, shit.
And it was eating up too much of my budget. I was getting like...
You're fucking with me.
No.
Aren't they a dollar?
A tub of Grillo's is like $7.
Oh, shit. Okay.
It's quite a few pickles, but but it's pickles. So a pickle is about half a calorie. They don't fill you up. So I was just chomping down, eating just fucking... a tub a day.
Damn.
And then I was like, 1 month, I was like, I think I spent $300 on pickles this month, you know?
Wow.
I was going hard on
that. That's weird,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
That's a really weird, that's a lot of pickles.
Yeah. I really like them, but I got to pace myself because I can't, you know, you can't have half your grocery budget be pickle, you know?
Yeah.
You got to buy other stuff.
I think maybe like if I become a billionaire, I'd want to own an eagle. You know, maybe I'd be one of those guys.
Is it legal to own an eagle?
Is it legal? You know? bald eagle. Hope it's bald legal. I hope I get shot tonight. I keep trying to jump off buildings, but people won't let me.
Doug Fest. Oh, shit.
Doug Fest. Did you know that Doug Emhoff owns over 35 bird feeders?
Doug Fest. Doug Fest.
Favorite bird is a hummingbird.
Doug Fest.
Dude, I don't know. That's not a real one, but God, I bet he has fucking... He doesn't see... Babe, look who's coming to the bird feeder. The hummingbird is coming to the bird feeder. She's like on the phone with Joe Rogan. Like, no, Joe, I'm not coming there. I'm not going to record it in Austin. I'm a busy woman.
I love the idea of like she goes on Rogan, and Doug's like, ask him about me.
Ask him what he thinks about me.
Ask him if I could be a guest. Like, tell him about my sensory deprivation tank. Tell him I take ayahuasca. I know I don't, but tell him I do. After you record, see what he's doing after that.
Yeah.
See if he wants to go to that Kratom place with the Kratom.
They're in the middle of recording. He's just like knocking on the... Hey, babe.
Yeah, see if he wants to vape with me.
Doesn't it seem like Doug vapes?
I do imagine him vaping. It's like a watermelon berry vape.
Absolutely, dude. It's like a big pink cloud. Honey, I was thinking about going to one of those competitions where you make the clouds.
Doug Fats.
I love the idea of like she wins and then he has to reschedule. Like he's got so much shit on his little Doug calendar.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, shit.
We're going to have president stuff probably all year.
All year. And next. All right. That's a lot of, you know, I'm down with this, but I just want to say that I think at some point you're going to have to come to me a little bit. Now, let me ask you this. Don't you think it's time to give Doug a hug?
Doug Facts. Doug Facts.
I do imagine Doug is going to get locked out of the White House several times.
I think that Doug, numerous times, even just as the second gentleman, has run into the Oval Office, pointed at himself, and said, Doug life!
Doug facts! Doug facts!
Who wants to hug a Doug?
Doug facts!
Oh, man. You know what my favorite movie is? A Doug's Life.
Doug facts.
Yeah, there's no way Doug's ever made a good joke, yeah. But he's constantly making jokes.
Oh, man. We're going to get ice cream. Hop in the Doug boat.
Doug facts.
He's got a Buick that he calls the Doug boat.
Hey, babe, I could really go for a rubbing Doug.
Oh.
Doug facts. Doug facts.
I want to fuck. I want to fuck you, Kamala. We haven't had sex in like 7 days. What the hell, dude? I married you in part because I thought you were hot, and I thought that you felt the same about me. But I guess I'm just a fat piece of shit.
Like she comes up, it's
like
1 a.m.
talking to the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
She comes up late. She's like putting her earrings on, and then he flips the light on. He's sitting in the chair.
Where were you?
Where were you, babe?
Where were you, huh?
The Situation Room again?
Yes, honey. I weigh in on issues of like domestic importance, you know? When there's like when bombs are going off, like they call the vice president in, I have to be there. I'm not cheating on you with the generals in the Situation Room.
Well, if you want to reheat that Amy's pizza, you can put it in the microwave.
I already ate. They have a 24/7 staff. They gave us
what?
Where did you even get? He's just exclusively been eating microwave food. Wait a minute. What about right now? Could I call them right now and get like a hot dog? And she's like, yeah.
I didn't know until I saw an interview that you have to pay for that at the end of being president.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
Which blew my mind. I was like, surely that's on the House.
Yeah, dude.
But like at the end of the thing, like the Obamas got a big bill.
Damn, that's so funny.
And
dude.
Michelle's like, shit.
Fuck, dude.
Shit.
Oh, I should not have watched so much porn.
That blows my mind. I thought the president got to eat for free, you know?
Oh, man, you're telling me that the taxpayers can't even pay for my Amazon Prime account? It's a good point.
Yeah.
They shouldn't, you know?
I think you should get at least, like, there should be a buffet in the White House that's free.
Yeah.
But if the president, you know, if you're post-mating at, like, 3 in the morning, you're post-mating some Taco Bell, maybe you pick up the tab for that.
Like, look, not to defend the rich too much, but I will say, like, to a certain degree, isn't there like a certain amount of this that just like needs to happen? Like if Putin comes, mm-hmm. would Obama be like, we kind of overdid it this week on our bill. And so would you be down for McDonald's?
Trump did that one time.
Yeah, but he did it as like a show shit of, ever. Yeah, totally.
It's on me.
It's on me. McDonald's for everybody. Did you look at his Twitter? He recently tweeted, a Photoshop picture of Biden wearing a MAGA hat,
oh boy,
eating ice cream, and was like, this is what it's going to be like when I'm president. Oh, man. But y'all know what time it is, though.
Oh, shit.
What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? No, he doesn't even know what it's called.
You know how it is. We're renaming a fun movie. You know, they say it's elevated horror. You ever heard of that?
Yes, I have. So I saw the movie.
Yeah, it's good. It follows, and this we always like to play a fun game, so get in on our X.com or our Discord. And this week it is What If It Follows was directed by Joe Rogan, which is fun for this week.
Yeah, that is fun. Have you seen It Follows?
Yes.
Did you like it?
It's very good.
Yeah, it's really, really good. And I think there's one thing we got to get to before we go through the names.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Jeffrey Wright Report.
The Jeffrey Wright Report. The Jeffrey Wright Report. The Jeffrey Wright Report.
So he's not in
He
it
is
follows,
not in It Follows.
But he's in a lot of
he
movies.
He is in a lot of movies. He's in almost every movie, for sure.
But lately, we haven't... he is not... Look, we haven't had a positive...
I wouldn't even say lately. I would say we have never
done
a movie
it might
he's
be never.
In. But look, it's just dumb luck that we've picked every single movie he happens to not be in. Okay?
Yeah. But he's in a lot of stuff.
I love that movie. I have recently really gotten into horror because Ali's super into horror. And I don't know. Maybe I just like didn't like it till now or something. But I've never thought of myself as a horror guy. And even when I felt that way, I loved It Follows. It's so fucking good.
Yeah.
And I will say now, anytime I ever see anyone walk slowly, I
just
run.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it.
I don't fucking like it.
Oh, the airport? Dude. It's everybody. Everybody's It Follows.
Everybody's It Follows. Well, yeah. And look, I am a really important guy. So people follow me, man.
That's right.
And it sucks. That's what the movie should be called.
It sucks. But
getting followed sucks.
So y'all killed it this week.
Always.
Great job. Yeah. What If It Follows was directed by Joe Rogan. We got Demurest on Discord said, someone told me It Follows. Is that real?
God, that's so funny. Bog Dude on Discord said, pay it forward too. Fuck the ghost away. Damn, that's funny.
Who's Damn I Dan on Discord said, Jordan, look up a sex demon.
Winslow on Discord said, the thing that could not be punched. Damn, that's so funny.
Real Joe Rogan 69 on Twitter said, getting laid.
Seth Mills on Twitter said, It Follows, likes, and subscribes.
That's pretty good.
It's really good.
Darth Plato on Twitter said, STDs nuts.
Damn, so funny, dude. At Turducken MRE on X said, it leads because it's not a fucking pussy.
Rando Dixon Art on Twitter said, Cape Fear Factor.
And Crete on Discord had, sex curse. I heard colloidal silver clears that up. Wow. It took me a sec. I didn't entirely get that joke until now. Wow, that's great.
Funny.
Yeah. Congratulations on your Ricky shit there, Crete.
That's right, Crete.
Damn, you guys are so fucking funny. Again, like we said, follow us at Billionaires Pod on X or join our Discord. There's a forever invite on our website, billionairesaregood.com. And now our Patreon podcast is officially called Moon News.
Moon News.
And every week on our Patreon, we discuss news about the actual celestial body that matters.
Right.
Earth news is garbage and moon news is good.
Yeah. Earth news it can bum you out, but moon news is always pretty fun.
Yeah.
You know? And no one focuses on it. Left and right, no one does. Except us.
And Caleb, can I tell you something? What? Never ever again am I ever going to wear this jacket.
Really?
When we record.
Okay.
I don't want to look like a billionaire. I feel hot and bad. I'm sweating.
Why don't you wear a huge shirt and a chain? Maybe get a little bussin' haircut.
Oh, that'd be great.
There we go, dude.
Make my pecs all big. But
there
get
you go.
Skinny. Skinny big pecs. Yeah, I only work out my shoulders.
Yeah, you got to start somewhere.
Where's your shoulder machine? Where's your shoulders room?
I don't know anything about working out.
Yeah, me neither.
Where? Huh. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Doug Facts.
That's right.
Doug Facts.
Oh, wait. We are ending the episode clearly, but I forgot about one thing, man.
Oh, no.
The Ben Shapiro's beard update.
It is still there, my friend.
Wow.
The Ben Shapiro's beard update.
I wonder what he thinks about the Tony Hinchcliffe thing.
Oh, boy. I bet he's not thrilled.
Really? You think
so? Yeah, because I bet he gave a bunch of money to Trump, and he always just kind of disliked Trump, and he's just like, shit.
Wow. Ben Shapiro?
Yeah.
It is interesting, isn't it? It's like the amount of people that are distancing themselves. My favorite thing that people have said is, what if this is the reason Kamala wins?
That's so funny.
And it's so funny, dude. God, that would be great.
And that might be happening as you're listening to this episode.
That's a good... Oh, fuck. Yeah. Holy shit. This has come out. The election is over as of this episode coming out.
Maybe. Sometimes elections last a long time.
Yeah, but this episode drops the Monday after that Tuesday.
Damn, yeah.
Yeah. So it'll be November 11th that this comes
That's
out.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Man, hell yeah.
Ooh. Well, we love y'all so much.
We love you. Lay it down.
Lay it down. Thanks so much for listening.
Billionaires are good.
All of them. Very, very good. Bye.
Billionaires are good.